The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Whiffs of Christmas, personal trainers and what got stuck. Whiffs of Christmas, personal trainers and what got stuck. Keep this quick, we've got things to do. I did have a whiff of Christmas, an early warning sign that Christmas is upon us. But were the warning signs too early? I said yes. And we talked about whiffs of Christmas. We also had a man by the name of Daruk. You might follow him on Instagram. Chris Hemsworth certainly follows him. Into the gym to work out. He trains Chris Hemsworth, for God's sake. We had to have him on. And what got stuck? And where? No shortcuts here. Enjoy the quickie. I regret to inform you of the following announcement. Earlier on today, I rocked into work and everything seemed to be above board. Everything seemed pretty normal. Jovial personalities in the workplace. A little bit of banter. Little bit of stationery being thrown around. This wasn't any ordinary Tuesday, the 12th of November, might I add. All of a sudden, someone thought it would be a bit of fun. A bit jolly to spread a bit of Christmas cheer by putting this song out of their computer speakers.
All I want for Christmas is
you. Ooh. Oh, has it begun already? Have I accidentally forgot to mark about 19 days off my calendar?
No,
I'm sorry. Was
Lakey,
I mistaken that it was December 1st?
It's the beginning of November when you can start playing Christmas songs, putting up your Christmas tree, eating Christmas mince pies.
It is 6 weeks from Christmas, and I don't never wanted to plant myself as the Grinch in the situation.
Well, that's what you're doing.
I've got no problem with a bit of Christmas cheer come 1st of December. That's 24 days of pre-Christmas banter.
Not long
enough.
And
then you get your Christmas day.
No, not long enough.
It's people like you that I absolutely despise around November time.
Well, you've got to deal with me for another 2 months of it.
People are wrapping up their work years. People are getting ready to go on a nice summer holiday. People have other things to celebrate November without Christmas cheer being spread all along. And I thought, well, my God, 6 or 7 people just wanting to sing along to Mariah Carey 35 days out from bloody Christmas. Ugh, maybe that's the only thing getting around. So I went down to Coles this evening just to get a little snack. And there was a woman there who not only bought an advent calendar, but then opened it the second she scanned it through the self-serve and started picking at the chocolate.
Good on her. I saw those on sale for $3.50. And they've also got the little marshmallow Santas for $1. And they've got a beautiful little Christmas bar that's red and white. Great colour theme.
You are puppets in a corporate Christmas world. You see, it never used to be like this. 1st of December, everyone knew. You put up your tree, you get into the Christmas spirit. Then they pushed it back a couple of days because of a rogue weekend that fell in the middle of the transition period. Now look at us. Christmas music, scoff at our faces with advent calendars, and we're not even into the second half of November. It's bloody sick is what it is.
It's just the way it should be. When will we start playing Christmas songs? Shall I go?
We've already started.
Put on the rotation of our playlist. Justin Bieber Mistletoe, please.
Absolutely not.
As much as I want to, that's out of our control.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Lakey, you play it. Go on.
Tough titties with chicken schnitties. Not 1,000 horses in hell.
You are the Grinch.
I just want to double check, almost like a public service announcement. Where are you getting whiffs of Christmas at the moment? Because there are people like me, level-headed people, who love Christmas, love everything about it, but know that there's a time and a place. That being the 1st of December to the 25th.
Absolutely not.
I want to make sure there's an amnesty hotline available for anyone out there who wants to report any whiffs of Christmas starting 18 days too early.
It's beginning to stink a lot like Christmas.
Have you already had a whiff of Christmas?
Pre-Christmas whiffs on 131060, where people have jumped the gun too early. It's bad enough workplaces singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's bad enough someone scoffing their face with little advent calendar chocolates. Bad enough getting on the candy cane trail this
no.
early with the obesity epidemic.
Candy cane's never too early. Have them in October.
Santa Clauses. If there are any Santa Clauses in the shopping malls, I want to know about it so I can dodge them on the plate.
They'll absolutely be out there. You'll be getting your family Christmas photo sitting on Santa's knee next weekend.
Retail shops playing Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
As Nan already busted out the mince pies. Pre-Christmas whiffs. Leah, on 131060, you haven't had a full smell, but you've had a whiff of Christmas.
Hi, yes. It's not my grandma, it's my partner's grandma, and I live with them. I reckon she starts making it early October because they've got family all over Victoria and she just starts getting it ready to send out. It smells amazing, it tastes amazing, and she won't really touch it.
What is she making, sorry?
It's peppermint slice.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what's in it, but it's so good.
Yeah, I bet it's good. But it's one of the gateway cakes straight to Christmas Town.
And it's a great Christmas slice.
She has got your family by the nutsack, Leah. She is making peppermint slice in October. Before you know it, it's candy canes in November. Before you know it, you've burned all your beans before Christmas Day.
Just the way it should be, Lakey.
I bet she has a miserable Christmas. Simon on 131060, you've had a whiff.
Yes, mate, I did. I was in the Gold Coast on the weekend. I was at Pacific Fair and I walked into Big W. And lo and behold, I saw the man in the red suit and they were full taking photos.
It's worse than I thought.
No, that's great. You've got lots of weekends for you and the family to get out there, get the perfect Christmas present.
What is going on?
Family photo with Santa.
What is going on, guys? I mean, this was on the weekend, so that was the 8th of November. They were doing Santa sittings on the 8th of November. Oh, why don't we just have a little Santa's workshop in the mall 24/7?
Santa's busy in the North Pole.
Not that busy.
He's got to fit everyone in the weekends.
No, obviously not. Obviously not too busy to just be hanging around 8 weeks out till Christmas. And you can hear Simon, he's wheezing in the background.
Because he's
having an allergic reaction to the whiff of Christmas. Daniel on 131060. Hello.
Hi.
This is a man who has had a serious whiff over the last few days. What's so pong whiffy about your Christmas?
The people across the street decided to turn their lights on, flashing lights on the day after Halloween.
No.
Good on them, Daniel.
No. It's the family.
Get that power bill up.
These people at work, they not have things to do in November. There's great things in November. Queen's birthday, Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday. There's things to do.
There's nothing to do in November apart from get ready for that Christmas spirit with the candy canes, the photos, the lights.
You know what? I'm getting more than just a whiff now, guys. I'm getting a serious stench in the studio.
I'm loving it.
Christmas cheer.
I might wear my Christmas jumper tomorrow.
Brenda, wrap this up on 131060. You claim to have had a whiff of Christmas.
Yeah, all my Christmas decorations have all started up to be put out already. No, and sitting here, my Christmas lights just come on in the front yard.
Yeah, I believe every single word of that.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. Lakey's next guest trains this guy.
I am the god of thunder!
But it's no walk in the park. For a guest to dress up at Halloween, all he has to do is paint himself green and he'll be the Hulk. Please welcome to the Danny Lakey Late Show, fitness expert, Darolk. Come on down.
Whoa.
Yes.
There's a beast in the studio.
What is going on, brother?
Wow. Thank you, not only for coming in, but for both of Chris Hemsworth's pectoral muscles.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Very
You're
welcome. Impressive.
Yes, I tell you. It took some time to develop them. He was flat-chested for a very long time.
Was he really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you train all sorts of people, pro athletes, special forces, first responders, probably most famous for Hemsworth himself as well.
Yes, yes.
I mean, for ladies like Lou and all the ladies listening, how is he behind screen he must be a hard trainer.
Yeah, he's so hard to look at. You know, he's not that attractive, so it's always like that. No, Chris is a great guy. He's kind of what you see is what you get. He's just a good dude. He's one of my brother, and he works his ass off on everything he does, and that includes training, so.
Absolutely.
How long would you train him for a day?
Our sessions can go from 45 minutes to 2 hours. Right?
Wow.
So it just depends. Huh? Yeah, wow. So, yeah, he's a machine.
That's why he looks the way he does.
That's why he's the God of Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not your standard sort of just personal trainer with a bit more glamorization on top
you.
Of that.
Oh, Danny, you're a sweet talker. No, look at you. You give me the eyes, too, mate. Don't look straight. I can't look straight at him. He's tracking me in. The tracker beads. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You are mentally tough. You're sort of like the special forces training and the first responders. You got to have a different way of attacking that kind of stuff.
I'm more about mental strength as well, too. Yeah. Not just the physical strength, but having that mental strength. I think that applies not only to special forces and all my first responders that I work with, but, you know, my elite athletes and also everyday people, right?
Because they got you working with a leading gaming headset brand as well, Turtle Beach. So this is like to train people.
It's e-gaming. They're number one in e-gaming, right? Yeah. Turtle Beach. So it's, for me, the thing I love about it is it's all about, you know, auditory processing, right? Uh-huh. Visual processing. And sensory processing is one of the key components of my training curriculum, especially with first responders, because it's all about kind of processing what's the surroundings around. If you're a firefighter going into it, just like in the bushfires now, you go in there, there's a lot of elements that you have to deal with, not just being fit and strong, but you got to process, hey, I can't see, I can't breathe, I can't hear. Can you still move forward and not panic and get your job done?
Well, these fires are some of the most catastrophic we've seen around the country at the moment. So this sort of training in a perfect world, it would prepare the firefighters a bit more for what's actually happening.
Exactly. It's just like anything else. The more you do something, the more you get adapted to it, right? And the more functionally efficient you become. So when I work with the guys, I get a chance to kind of teach them some different, you know, methodologies, different training curriculum that they utilize on a day-to-day basis to get better at it. The better they can adapt to their environment and their sensory processing, the better they're going to be at motor planning and then execute on everything they need to do.
I am mentally tough.
I know you are.
I'm a hard beast.
I could see it, mate. Look at you.
You actually are, because do you know that Lakey did a, was it 14-day silent meditation retreat?
Wow. Did you really?
Speak. No speaking.
You didn't speak?
No speaking,
I don't believe it, mate. 14 days.
I'm mentally tough. It was 10 days, actually.
13 days, maybe. Not 14 days. Sorry. Can't be. That's takes you
wrong off. Over here, but 10 days.
I'm constantly pushing myself to the next level, whether it be a 10-day silent meditation in India, whether it be just putting alligator clips on my nipples.
Wow. I love it.
Taking my pain to the next level.
I love it. I can tell right now. Look at those things. Yeah. Wow. They're leather. Wow. They're made out of leather. Look at those things.
Put them away.
They look like buttons. Look at the things. They're amazing. Wow.
Is there anything you could do to take me through my mental side of training?
What we do is we brought some Jenga. So Jenga is one of the things we use for small motor movement, right? And we will, like, for example, when I work with a lot of my SWAT guys, we'll do things where they're running around, they have to control their breath, their adrenal system, and they have to move different Jenga pieces because it's really hard to kind of scan it, figure out what piece you're going to remove, move it to the other one. It mimics kind of similar to what you do if you're going into a situation you have to use firearms or whatever you have to do. Today I was thinking, how could we get, like, I heard the rumors that you were mentally tough, that you were just on
tough
another
guy.
Level.
I'm a bad dog, yeah.
You know, another level. So we couldn't get the bear or the alligator here, so instead we decided to use the Jenga. Yeah. So I think what we'll do is we'll blindfold you to kind of take away your visual.
Nice.
Visual sensor processing. We'll get it in and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, all right, let's come around.
Let's get this happening.
All right, we'll go to a song, we'll come back. I'm going to blindfold up and set up the Jenga, boys.
Oh,
one of the mentally tough Bear Grylls guys coming through here. Let's see what I'm made of next.
You legend. Let's make it happen. So what we're going to do, Danny, is we're going to use the Jenga, right? You're going to be in position.
Okay.
You're going to take away your sight. You're blindfolded, so we took away your sight. You're just going to have to use your auditory acuity. So I'm going to talk to you. Actually, not me. I'm going to have Shy Guy talk to you and direct you. You're going to put one, you're going to basically move one tower and put it on top of the other one.
Okay.
Without letting it fall. We get it?
Okay.
So Shy Guy, when you go ahead and jump on him, I want you to squeeze the nipples as hard as you possibly can. I'm just kidding. They're legendary nipples. I've heard now of these legendary leather nipples of Danny.
And he's got legendary Weasley fingers. So it'll be a great combination.
I love it. Okay, here we go.
Get on there.
So we're going to time this out. Can we have a clock? Does someone have a clock to time it?
Standing on him?
No. We're just going to
straddle him.
Let's just jump on. Like, no, you're just going to hold, like, hug him on top of him.
Ride me like a bull, Shy Guy.
I would like you to cuddle him, Shy Guy. Can you cuddle him?
Get on me, Shy Guy. Get on me. Ride me, Shy Guy.
Okay, here.
All right, he's on.
Yeah. Here we go. Are we ready?
How long am I putting on the clock?
Okay, let's put 2 minutes. Let's see if he can do it.
Direct me, Shy Guy. Direct me, Shy Guy.
Here we go. And he cannot drop it. We got to do the right to left. Here we go. Ready? Ready?
Peace
ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right, you got it. All right, yep. Higher, lower, yep. Drop. Yep. Okay. One more piece.
Shy Guy's communication skills, have you?
Shy Guy.
A little bit. No. Left.
There it is. Come on. Here.
Okay. There
it is.
Knock it over. Don't knock it over, but move it.
Oh, there. Look at the direction. Wow.
A little bit more. Yep. Go.
Amazing.
Yep.
Keep it going. Yes. Yes.
I'm mentally tough.
Yes. Let's do it.
I'm mentally tough.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm mentally tough.
Oh, come on. Here we go.
Keep going.
I'm mentally tough.
You got this. All right. Now, Shy Guy, I would like you to squeeze the nipples. Squeeze it! Squeeze up!
Squeeze
harder.
Up! Squeeze
up!
When they squeeze!
I calm down!
Squeeze up! Squeeze
Jesus Christ!
Harder! Harder! Now twist! Now twist! Now twist them! Twist!
Clockwise, not anti-clockwise, you monster!
Twist them! Twist them! Twist them! Nip them off! Nip them off! Oh my God! Excellent. Well, way to go, mate.
With 46 seconds to spare.
Amazing. What a unit. What a weapon.
Yeah, you did though.
Look at you did great. That was fantastic.
That's great. That is the tower and two nipples that are ready to join the force.
So good, bro. So good.
Oh, wow, God. Very well done. Oh, thank you very much, Daruk. Yeah, one of the great Jenga games.
Not even look at those.
Oh, my God.
They're actually pulsing. Look at those things.
They are throbbing.
Wow, look my at nipples, those throbbing. Look at those
throbbing.
Things. Oh, my God, wow.
I can't believe this just happened.
Jesus Christ. Shy Guy, how was the first touch of a breast that you've ever experienced?
Your breast? I couldn't work out where the actual nip was. That was so big.
It's common in a boy just beginning in the nip game. Oh, Daruk, very well done. You are down under. For the leading gaming headset brand Turtle Beach to show Aussies just how great sound can help with performance, be it on the battlefield or in a video game.
That's right, that's right.
Say hi to Chris Hemsworth for us as well.
Please do.
I will.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake Late Show quickie.
Right now, man goes to hospital with earache. Doctors discover family of cockroaches living in his ear. It's your classic bi-monthly cockroach in the ear shenanigans.
Yeah. But they're quite large. How do they even get in there?
Let's read on and find out together. The 24-year-old man identified as Mr. Liu visited a hospital in Guangdong Province, southeast China. Liu told doctors he had been experiencing a sharp pain in his right ear. Dr. Zhong Yijin, an ENT specialist, ear, nose, throat, at the San Hospital who treated the man, said his ear hurt a lot. Like something was scratching or crawling inside. Caused a lot of discomfort, the doctor said. Dr. Yijin examined the man's ear canal. Inside, he found an adult cockroach surrounded by a newly born insect offspring. The insects were German cockroaches. Dr. Yijin said he found over 10 cockroaches inside the man's ear canal. They're already running around, he said. Liu told doctors he would leave food by his bed at night, and this likely attracted the bugs. There you go.
I don't even know. I like the thought of that in your ears.
Well, don't leave an apple core next to your bedside table. That's the takeaway here.
The little scratching in your ear. Oh my God, that actually makes me feel sick.
Yeah, just to think that that little cockroach was just giving birth 10 times inside that man's canal. Little baby ones going around, foraging around.
Oh, stop.
Probably scratching the outside of that Chinese man's brain, looking for a little bit of snack. I mean, I think you can see where we're going. It's a classic What Got Stuck and Where.
What Got Stuck and Where.
There we go. Yeah, just in case you didn't hear it the first time. What Got Stuck and Where.
I really hope we don't get calls for this because, you know, I've got a very weak stomach.
Well, you know I've got a very strong stomach.
Yeah, well, it's not going to end well, is it?
No. I want things up noses.
No.
I want things in ears. I wouldn't mind a cricket in the anus.
No, okay, that's not going to happen. Have to be the worst.
Ears would be tough. Oh, nose can be pretty bad. A fly in the mouth even, we'll accept that.
You swallow a fly.
Hmm. I want to know if anyone's ever been to those weird lakes where like fish swim up your pee hole. No. I remember watching that one.
That is a myth. That's not true.
No, that's absolutely not a myth. That's not a myth. If you pee, the little fish will swim right up your urethra.
Oh, well, don't be going to that lake.
Well, you can go there. Don't, you know, it might be a small village there. It's making a lot of money from the tourists.
If you got to go, you got to go. And then you got little fish up your pippy.
That's something you got to weigh up when you visit the lake with the pee-invading fishes. 131060. What got stuck? And where? Marco, on 131060. Hello.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. Let me ask you the first question. Think very carefully about this. What got stuck?
A bee. A bee got stuck in my ear.
How do you even get that out?
I don't actually know myself, but it just reversed itself out.
Beep, 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 beep.
Good thing. Well, I mean, is there any evidence that the bee reversed itself out? Because that may be even more amazing than the first fact that a bee got stuck in your ear. The fact that a
watch
bee
this parallel park
just beep, swam beep, right beep. Back out the other way. There's no evidence to suggest that, is there? I mean, maybe a 3-point, probably a 3-point two.
Yeah.
Probably a 3-point.
You're
two.
Very more realistic. Yeah.
I actually think it was parallel parking.
Thanks, Marco. Lauren on 131060. Hello. Lauren.
Hello?
Yep. Now, think very carefully about this. What got stuck?
A huntsman.
Think even more carefully about this. Where?
in my brother's ear, laying all of its eggs.
It's Chinese Cockroach Boy times two. It's the sequel.
Are the Huntsmans, those, like, they're quite big? Like, they're this size?
Yeah, they're the ones that people are, oh, it's only a Huntsman, it's harmless. They're like, yeah, but it's the size of a frickin' hand. So shut up with
How
that.
How would they even squirm into your ear canal?
I don't know. It was when he was asleep, and the only reason we found out is because all the little babies started crawling straight out.
Oh my god, my ears are tingling.
It's where a huntsman goes to roost. He sees an attractive ear.
Oh, you know, I can feel it in my ear. Don't like it.
No, seriously, just your left can for half a second. Shaga, can we get me in here for a second? What is that?
Don't.
Oh, it's just
what is that?
No, it's just an ear.
Stop it, you two.
Adam on 131060. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What got stuck?
What got stuck? Leeches.
Let me ask you another question, Adam.
Yes.
Where?
A vagina, not mine.
Hey. Not Adam's vagina. Well, if not Adam's vagina, then what vagina?
One of my sisters.
How does that happen?
Which sister?
Adam?
No. Don't even worry about that. Don't even worry.
It doesn't need to be.
I was just on a roll asking questions.
Yeah, the one. Yeah. I guess a young girl wants to go to the toilet and parents proceed to take them to the nearest bushes and the rest is on air.
So she's gone squat in a damp environment.
In a very damp environment. Moist environment, almost.
And the leeches have seen their opportunity.
I don't know if I can say that.
That's what's admirable about a leech. It doesn't second guess.
There's nothing admirable about this story, Lakey.
It is. That's what I love about a good leech.
Lakey, they didn't back out, mate. They weren't any bees. I'll tell you what.
How many leeches had to be plucked off?
No, we don't need to know this.
No, you have to talk to Mum when you see her next, mate. I'm not sure.
One final question. What's your mother's phone number?
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.